Fred, you were you spent a lot of time at Giants camp growing up, right?
Yeah, don't say that too loud. But yeah, I did. I spent like 3 years during my high school summers. I used to go up there and work training camp at the University of Albany. Back when I was in middle school, I also came to a couple practices here. And it's crazy just being back in this building now, trying to, you know, earn a spot on this team and you know, being an Eagle.
Who were the Giants at the time? I mean,
Plaxico, Jeremy Shockey was there 1 year, Antonio Pierce, Justin Tuck, Eli, I think David Carr was still there, Hasselbeck was still there, Sam Madison was there 1 year. And, you know, it was a lot of guys.
Hey, what do you need to take from this weekend, because you're not going to be back until after graduation?
Right. I think it's just, you know, I'll be able to have the playbook with me. So, you know, having those mental reps now, but also just carrying that over, you know, while I'm gone from the team. But, you know, all the physical reps I can do right now and get as many as I can, just because, you know, it's muscle memory. Going out there and making sure that I'm, you know, doing my assignment, the lining correctly, and just going out there and playing football.
And now back at school, what's your schedule like? I mean, are you able to Skype with the Eagles? Are you able to do the workouts they want you to do?
Right. So, I mean, I'm still taking classes. And as of right now, setting up times with the coaches when I can Skype them. You know, all of our meetings are pretty much like podcasted on our iPads. So just being able to make sure that I stay up with that, and also being able to have any questions answered by them. And then physically just making sure I stay in shape and, you know, continue to work on my DB stuff and, you know, make sure when I come back that I'm not, you know, too far behind.
And have you talked to Zach about what to expect during that time?
I have not been able to talk to him about that specifically. You know, he did text me after I got drafted and just said, you know, congratulations. I know you're with your family and, you know, enjoy this time and we'll catch up soon. I just saw him in the lunchroom, you know, all of 10 minutes ago. So we plan on catching up soon.
What did your dad do for the NFL when you went to the league?
My dad had a couple positions. I think his last one was he was in the security department. So he went around to teams, gave presentations during the summer about, you know, what the league can do for you security-wise, whether it's, you know, background checks, any kind of other issues that players have, just making sure they knew what kind of resources they have. And then he also was in, I want to say, it was either player development or player something. Where he dealt with some of it was fine, some of it was, you know, other things. But yeah, I think he was there for like 12 years.
What did he teach you about the league?
He just told me to be a professional. You know, this game is something special. It doesn't last forever. So you know, just go out every day and pick something that you need to work on, focus in on it. But just making sure that you carry yourself in a way that, you know, you're professional out there, and you know, it's your livelihood.
Hey, when you were in Stanford, you know, Coach Kelly has some out blasting music during practice. He's focused on nutrition, sleeping 9 hours a day. Did the rest of the league look at that as, like, how do they look at it? As something odd or envious? Or
I mean, I can't tell you how the rest of the league looks at it, but myself, I think it's a great thing. With my time out at Stanford, we kind of do some similar stuff with our department. You know, we've done sleep studies out of Stanford. Myself, I mean, I tore my ACL the end of my freshman year, and so I was on a, you know, specific nutritional diet to make sure that I could, you know, help with inflammation with my knee, and I'm still doing that now. And so I think what Coach Kelly is doing here is a great thing, and I think it, you know, teams should start emulating it.
Pretty much all the Giants players that you mentioned just now were offensive players. Is that because you kind of envision yourself going against them?
No, it's because when I was up there, I actually worked with running backs. And so I was doing a lot of stuff with the offensive guys. Because in high school I played both running back and safety. But it was good. I mean, there were times, you know, camp up there was fun, just being able to, you know, compete with Eli, you know, quarterback drills. Just, I was all over the place. So it was a great time just learning from them, and being able to be around that environment was a great thing for me.
Do you think that David Shaw, the speed and the tempo of that compared to college, and do you think that's an advantage now as you get ready to take the next step yourself?
Definitely. But I think at Stanford, we did a great job of that at practice. You know, having to play teams like Oregon and Arizona and other teams who are up-tempo, we made sure that we practiced that way because we felt like practice, the preparation we put in during practice is going to be, you know, how you're going to play, you know, for us on Saturdays. And so I think it's a great thing if I can just carry that over, that work ethic, and making sure that I give all I can during the week. Make sure that I go and prepared for them those Sunday games, Monday games, Thursday games, and, you know, I think I'll be fine.
And now, Ed, someone has a follow-up to that. David Shaw talks often about the toughness of Stanford players and the certain characteristic they have. What does a Stanford player have, and what of that translates to the NFL?
Yeah, I think it's just we come to work every day. You know, it's not – we don't take any days off. You know, like you said, that toughness – you know, I mean, I'm sure you've seen, if you've seen any of our games, we line up with 8 offensive linemen. You know, our defense prides ourselves on being able to stop the run. And so, you know, we have that hard-nosed mentality where it's like, okay, you know what we're going to do, but, you know, try to beat us at it. Because in the end, football is all about execution. You know, you can know exactly what someone's doing, but if you can't execute, then you're not gonna win. So, you know, from a Stanford guy, you're also just going to get, like I said, that preparation, you know, watching film, making sure our bodies are right, just, you know, everything in the weight room, on the practice field, and then, you know, translate to game days where, you know, we're out there and just playing.
What's your most vivid memory of going up against the Oregon team?
Probably that missed field goal up at Autzen my junior year. That we won in overtime. That's probably my most vivid.
Have the coaches brought that up?
No, no one's brought it up yet.
Was that a catch that Zach Ertz made, or did it bobble it?
Oh, it's a catch. Definitely a catch.
Do you have any memories of watching your dad play in the NFL for 10 years?
I didn't. I don't. I mean, I was such a little baby, but I've definitely seen some film. It's funny just being able to watch him. You know, I grew up seeing him one way, and then watching him as a football player, you know, trying to, you know, I didn't think he was all that athletic, but, you know, he was pretty good. I knew I had to get it from somewhere. I mean, back in those days, you know, well, now linebackers, inside linebackers, you don't see a 6'5", 240 inside hardly anywhere, and that's how he was, and he was hard-nosed, and, you know, being able to be around some of his older teammates and them tell me stories about him playing and training camps. And, you know, he was undrafted free agent, had to go make a team. And he did so and then ended up leading the team in tackles a couple years while he was at the Patriots. So, you know, just taking that work ethic that he had and, you know, trying to carry that, you know, in my game as well.